Well, hello, guys. Hey, devastating news. As you know, I like to put my Peronis in the freezer for a little bit. And generally, it's no problem. But tonight, I lost a Peroni. It turned into a beer popsicle. Oh, I didn't open it. I could see it was frozen. But you know what beer's like. Once it's frozen, it never tastes the same when it thaws out. Luckily, I do have enough. But it's a traumatic experience. Anyway, here's a news item, and before I tell you what the news item's about, take a look at this Femon, tell me what you think. Now, I don't even know this Femon, but I can tell you, by the way she looks, the way she's sort of acting in that picture, her face, I can tell she's not a very nice Femon, or not a very nice person. Of course, that could be mostly any Femons in today's world. But this Femon was living with and in a relationship with a man for 4 years. They had one child, and then they had another one. And just after the last one, they broke up. She said she had enough. So I guess it was her choice. So the man got a lawyer, because he still wanted to see his children. And she was making it very difficult. Then she said her second child wasn't his. Then apparently she sent his lawyer a DNA test to prove that. And that could have been just that. But his lawyer asked for a court DNA test. This time the test came back that both the children were his. The one that she sent to his lawyer was doctored. She faked it. It was her way of stopping him seeing his own child. It's funny that Femons are supposed to be mothers, loving, caring, nurturing. And yet all I've seen from Femons is using their children as pawns, levers. Is that love or something else? And there's loads of men out there paying for children that aren't his. And some children they're bringing up, thinking they're theirs, and they're not. And until it's mandatory for a DNA test of every birth, Femons will continue to deceive and lie about it. She finally broke down in court and told the truth, that she faked the document, because she didn't want him to see his own child. And because altering a DNA test is like altering a death certificate, she's going to be charged and sentenced in November. Don't hold your breath, guys, it'll just be a suspended sentence. And until the law gets tough with these Femons, who seem to lie and deceive even about who's the father, it's going to continue. I mean, really, if you think about it deeply, it's a pandemic. You know, this guy looks kind of reasonable. Well, he is in a suit. But I can see what this Femon's like without even talking to her. So he's not obviously awake and aware. Remember, guys, never trust a Femon, even about the important things. And let's take a moment to sort of respect the Peroni that died in my freezer. I guess I could be charged with Peroni murder. The guilt lays heavy on me. I must have another Peroni to try and get over it. Take it easy, fellas. Oh, God, it's such a waste.